So a brief, what are we doing when we do communion? Well, what we're doing is we're commemorating, really, the new covenant. What is the new covenant? The new covenant is found in Jeremiah 31:31. The new covenant was dropped into my heart by the Holy Spirit years ago. And, you know, I always thought I had an understanding of it before. But the news of this and what it means to us as God's people and what we're celebrating today is something that I think we each need to grasp fully, to live this out every day in our lives. It'll be my honor and privilege to read to you the new covenant, which is found in Jeremiah 31:31. Jeremiah says, "Look, the days are coming. This is the Lord's declaration. When I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. This covenant, will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant they broke, even though I had married them." The Lord's declaration. The covenant that God made with those people when he took them out of Egypt from slavery was this: "You will be my people, you will be my holy nation, and I will be your God if you follow the following commandments." That covenant was, you do this, and that will result in this. You will be my people, and I will be your God if you keep my law. A covenant they broke, even though God had done his part. Something new has come. Something new is going to replace that. Instead of that, God says, "This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days." After those days. What days? After our Lord and Master completed the task that God had sent him to do. After our Lord and Master inaugurated this new covenant. Get a hold of this. This new covenant inaugurated in and through the sacrificial death of our Lord and Master. And that is what we're commemorating here today. We are living in those after days. We're there. We're included in this new covenant. We're grandfathered in, as it were. And this is what it means to us. Three parts to the new covenant, which you are under. I hear Christians all the time say, "We're no longer under the law. We're now under the new covenant." What is it that we're under? What is this thing that Jesus inaugurated? Three things. Number one, I will place my law within them and write it on their hearts. Where was the law in the first covenant? Right, Barry. On stone tablets. And they were to take that as an external force on the stone tablets, and they were to live it. They were to follow the commandments. They wouldn't, they couldn't, they didn't. They broke it. But God's not finished, and God doesn't compromise. God sent Jesus to inaugurate a covenant whereby no longer is the law external force. No longer is the law written on stone tablets. It is now. I will write my law on their hearts, and I will place it within them. And what will be the result of that, God? Why? What is the point of that? He says, when that happens, my goal for humanity will be reached. And his goal for humanity has always been, I will be their God. And they will be my people. Ever and always, that is what God intended for us. And all that that entails. I look at the end of the book in Revelation, when God says it's finished. And what does he say? I am now your God, and you are now my people. because my law is within you. It is now an internal force. It is now who we are. It is now how we live. I will be your God, you will be my people. And the result of that, and here it is. Here's the whole point of the new covenant. No longer, because of this, because the law is within you, because I'm now your God, because you're now my people, you will now be my image bearers. No longer will one teach his neighbor or his brother, saying, know the Lord. Why? Why, God? For they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, because I now have among people my image bearers, that when they look at you, they see me. They see God. They see his Son. And they see the law personified. Beautiful? You see God's plan? You see our mandate? Why is this possible? What stood in the way? Sin. Unforgiven sin. The Lord says, this is possible, for I will forgive their wrongdoing and never again remember their sin. What a promise that is. You know, I lose sight of that. Do you? I have to hold on to that. That I have a God, a merciful God, a loving God, who understands that we are as frail as grass, who understands that we're weak and we fail and we will sin. And yet, he can use me. He can use you. And we can be his image bearers. When you're taking communion today, what you're saying is, I'm in this new covenantal family. But you're declaring to others and to God. What you're saying is, the word of the Lord that I just gave to you, that word stopped being just words, and it now came to me in power and in the Holy Spirit and with great effect. And as a result, I've turned from the worship of idols to serve the living God and to wait for his Son from heaven. As we partake together as a family at Newville, we are saying powerfully and irresistibly to one another and to God, I'm in that covenantal family. My sins have been forgiven, and I am your person, and you are my God, and I will be your image bearer.